We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Paul Douglas back with you, 7:22. Good morning. It's Wednesday. The week already halfway over. Wish the heat was halfway over. I'm not so sure. My dad, growing up, he used to say, air conditioning is for sissies. Okay, thanks, Dad. When I was young, I drove cross country into the desert Southwest. We didn't have any AC. We were lucky our windows rolled down, this old DeSoto that they drove cross-country. And he had a few bits of advice, which actually I've used over the years. When you don't have access to AC, he goes, buy a cold can of pop and don't drink it right away. Just hold on to it for 10, 15, 20 minutes. It cools your blood down. Just gripping a can of Coke or whatever, or beer, what. That might work better, come to think of it. I'm writing this down. Anyway, some great advice there. Thank you, Dad. He also used to put ice under his baseball cap and just let it melt and drip down over his face. And again. So, Joe Gothard is the St. Paul School superintendent. And yesterday, the announcement that surprised many about classes being canceled. Right now, Joe is joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Paul, good morning. Good to hear you. And just so you know, I'll respect your dad, but I'm not writing any of those tips down.
Well, it's easier to go jump in a lake or a pool or
yeah.
Go into an air-conditioned building. What really triggered the decision yesterday, Joe?
Well, you know, as you know, and as you just shared in the forecast, and you didn't even go back to, you know, Sunday through today, you know, just the prolonged consecutive days of this heat. We, the majority of our buildings are not air conditioned. We rely heavily on automated ventilation systems that at the nighttime open up and they do air exchange with outside cool air. But as the temperatures are not subsiding at night and the humidity is rising, there's just no air to move into our buildings. So, you know, our buildings are starting the day at 85 degrees, and that's the start. You know, a lot of our buildings, the majority of our classrooms and buildings. So by the end of the day, with the sun beating on it, and of course you have many bodies moving around, you know, the temperatures in those rooms are just, you know, they're too much, too excessive. And, you know, it's one thing to have it for a day and even 2 days, but when you start thinking about 3, 4, 5 days consecutively, you know, that's why we took the action that we did.
Yeah, it is cumulative. And, you know, day five, much more concerning than day two of a heat wave and research. I was in Chicago in 1995, when the heat index was 130. It was ungodly. And 729 people died, many of them elderly, poor in the downtowns, some of them afraid to open their windows for fear of crime. They bake to death, and it's just horrific. But research shows it's the nighttime lows. I mean, the daytime highs get a lot of media play, but if people can't cool off, if they can't get any relief at night, especially people with any kind of pre-existing condition, health challenges, those people are at risk. My question for you, there's no telelearning from home, right? No remote learning. The kids are done.
So we're in a unique position here. And I know there have been many comparisons to other districts and steps that they've taken. For us to pivot to distance learning, as we called it during the pandemic, first, this is not a pandemic-related decision. This is a weather-related decision.
Right.
And second, you know, the model that we used during the pandemic was created through, you know, hours and you know, time collaborating with our partners at our Federation of Educators. And, you know, so to switch to that schedule requires many more logistical things than we're able to do to close out the school year. So then we have to look at e-learning. You know, e-learning, obviously popular for many districts on snow days. Instead of closing, they're, you know, taking e-learning days. And we are approved, but that begins next year, where that would be an option for us. So what we've told our staff and our students is that our students can still turn in work and can still, you know, get credit for that work. But we just are not able to provide that structured schedule that certainly changed right. many times this past year, past 15 months. But because this is not a pandemic-related closing and because we were not able to staff for the terms and conditions of our agreement, this is what we're left with.
Absolutely. Dr. Joe Gothard, St. Paul School Superintendent, we appreciate the update. For what it's worth, I think you made the right call, erring on the side of safety, and wish you and your students the very best.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me. My heart goes out to our entire community. It's been a really hard year and not the way any of us want to end the school year, but I thank you.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.